From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Molly Dove. Plans are underway to reroute Columbia's Route H this summer as a part of a plan to extend the runway at Columbia Regional Airport. The project was approved at last night's City Council meeting. Airport manager Mike Park says the 900-foot runway extension will mainly be federally funded.
It was identified and approved by the Federal Aviation Administration in our capital improvement plan. The construction costs are estimated at $3,266,793.
Funds from the capital improvement plan will cover 90% of the cost. The City of Columbia and the State of Missouri will split the remaining 10%. Columbia City Council has also approved $2.25 million for over 9 acres of land to house a municipal service center featuring a new fire station, water tower, and potentially a recycling center. Columbia Fire Chief Randy White says the new fire station is much needed in the area.
In that location, we've got pretty good access in all directions, and so it'll give us really good coverage in the southwest, which is an area that we've identified as an area of concern for quite a while. So that particular place is well suited for us to put a new station.
White said the station could be up and running within 60 to 90 days after closing on the property, which is located at the southwest corner of Scott Boulevard and Route KK. Following videos showing child abuse in St. Louis daycare facilities, Governor Mike Parson is announcing the creation of the Safe and Quality Child Care Working Group to combat future abuse. The group is made up of staff from several departments, including the Department of Health and Senior Services and the Attorney General's Office. Randall Williams is the director of the Department of Health and Senior Services. He says his department hopes to make improvements, such as increasing the required number of training hours for daycare workers and creating report cards so parents know the quality of care a daycare provides before enrolling their child.
While our North Star is always to help people have access to health care and to child care, safety has to be the most important thing on our minds.
The working group will meet to discuss necessary changes and make recommendations by June 1st. Federal prosecutors charged a former University of Missouri employee yesterday with setting a fire at the Planned Parenthood clinic in Columbia last month. Dan Margulies has more.
Wesley Brian Castor was accused of setting the fire in the early morning hours of Sunday, February 10th. FBI agents arrested him on Saturday after surveillance videos linked him to the crime. Castor filed for bankruptcy in 2014, and court records show he was a senior reactor operator at the University of Missouri, which hosts the nation's largest university-run research reactor. He currently works in the welding shop of a manufacturing business in Jefferson City, Missouri. No one was in the clinic at the time of the fire, which was put out by the building's sprinkler system. The clinic reopened a week later. I'm Dan Margulies.
This morning at 10 o'clock, MU officials have scheduled a test of the Mass Alert and Warning System. This test is part of the annual statewide tornado drill that occurs at the beginning of March and will coincide with the county and city outdoor tornado warning sirens. MU Public Information Officer Sarah Diedrich says this test serves as a reminder to the campus community.
It's just to ensure that, you know, by regularly participating in these emergency preparedness drills, we just make sure that our system's working properly, and then also everybody at, in the campus community is reminded what to do in the event of a real emergency.
The whole system will be activated, including alert beacons in buildings across campus, computer desktop notifications, text messages, and social media postings. The Columbia Interim Police Chief is organizing a public working group to address disparities found in the vehicle stop report issued by the Missouri Attorney General's Office. Interim Chief Jeff Jones spoke to City Council last night about the effort and the changes he's making within the department. The group would examine the data, find gaps, and ultimately provide suggestions to Jones for the police department to improve. Don Love is the co-chair of the Empower Missouri Human Rights Task Force. He says the group could help address race disparities in traffic stops found in the 2018 city survey.
We go through a process in which we meet with interested parties, gain feedback. We've had two of those meetings so far. And in both meetings, we have made changes to our policy based on community feedback.
Jones is also holding public police policy meetings to increase transparency. He says the department has made changes based on community feedback. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News, Columbia.